Cut day resolved the crowd behind Derrick Henry. The roster Baltimore announced Sunday keeps three running backs, Henry, Justice Hill, and Rasheen Ali, per Ryan Mink at the team's site, with rookie Adam Randall placed on injured reserve with a designation to return and three more backs waived, including Jonathan Ward, who started Baltimore's preseason game against Minnesota. Mink called Randall's move a surprise, coming after Friday's 41-3 win over Washington, a game in which the rookie had a memorable stiff arm, and no report we can cite names the injury behind it. Henry himself appears in no cut day item at all, which is what cut day looks like for a back of his standing, and the veteran sat Friday's finale behind Tyler Huntley. The ledger that matters more to a runner is the line. Both centers made the roster, Jovan Gwynn and Ethan Posich, and Gwynn started the finale, but no week one starter has been announced, per Mink, and the game gave neither a clean closing argument. Gwynn fumbled an under-center snap that Huntley recovered, and Pochich drew a holding penalty that erased a 20-yard screen, per Quentin Corpuel at the team's site. The depth thinned too. Tackle Diego Pounds was traded to Kansas City for a conditional sixth-round pick, per Mink, who notes Pounds had posted the second-highest pass-blocking grade of any NFL offensive tackle this preseason per Pro Football Focus. Five more linemen were waived, and Danny Pinter's season was already over with a torn patellar tendon. What the week did produce on Henry was a statement of intent. Coordinator Declan Doyle, per Clifton Brown in a TeamSite mailbag, "There are not many guys in the league who can do what he does. The vision for him in the offense is an immense role. Our own numbers give that claim its shape. Doyle's Bears offense last season ran 507 times for 2,460 yards, third in the league in rushing yards per game, and Henry's own 2025 was 307 carries for 1,595 yards and 16 touchdowns." The backfield target's earlier August reporting promised him went another week without a mention. Our last episode asked which center would come out of the Washington game running the first unit and how the backfield would shake out. And the finale came Friday, a day earlier than we had it. Half an answer arrived. The backfield question is settled at three, while the center job has a starter from Friday, and no title, with no coach having spoken since the cuts. Our June preview called Henry real talent on real volume, with 16 touchdowns as the rented part and a new perimeter role as the wrinkle. The cut day roster leaves that case intact and makes the interior line the variable to track. We'll pick this up as week one comes into focus. Data via NFL Verse.